KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In high school volleyball around the area last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play saw Glenwood down Atlantic in three straight games. It was 25-15, 25-18, and 25-15, the game scores. Also, Red Oak swept three from Kemper Catholic. It was Creston over Clarinda in three straight. Shenandoah took three in a row from Denison. Also, Abraham Lincoln won a non-conference tilt 3-1 over St. Albert. Games involving Western Iowa Conference schools saw Missouri Valley beat Sioux City North 2-0. Mo Valley also a winner over West Monona 2-0. Maple Valley down Missouri Valley 2-1. Also Riverside defeated Essex in two straight. Bedford beat Riverside 2-0. In the Boyer Valley Conference last night, it was Boyer Valley, or in the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Boyer Valley defeating Adair Casey by a score of 3-0. Cam, a winner over Arweva, 3-1. Coon Rapids Bayard downing Charter Oak Ute in three straight, while Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 3-1. Other matches around the area saw Bedford beat Essex 2-0. East Mills outlasting Southwest Valley 3-2. Fremont Mills beat Sydney in three straight. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-0 over Lennox. Orient Maxburg defeating Diagonal 3-1. And West Central Valley over Southeast Warren 3-1 in girls volleyball. Well, the second volleyball rankings of the year from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union came out late yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Holy Trinity Catholic retains the number one spot. Janesville and Central Lyon are 2 and 3. Guthrie Center is in the top 15 list. They're in at number 10 this week. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford stays on top with Western Christian and Unity Christian 2 and 3. St. Albert is in at number 6 again this week, while Trainer stays put at number 11 in the poll. In Class 3A, Solon remains top-rated with Mount Vernon and Iowa Falls Alden 2 and 3. Red Oak remains in the number 5 spot this week, and Kemper Catholic stays in the number 8 position. Also in Class 4A, Harlan continues to be the number 1 ranked team with West Delaware and Marion 2 and 3. Lewis Central is ranked 10th in this week's poll. And in the big school Class 5A, it's Ankeny Centennial on top with Dowling Catholic and Bettendorf 2 and 3. Abraham Lincoln remains in the big school top 10. They're at number 9 again this week. Well, Cam will visit Exira EHK in 8-man football tonight in our broadcast game this evening. Both teams are coming off of wins in week number 1. Spartan head coach Tom Peterson says it's no accident that Cam beat Adair Casey last week. He says the Cougars are much improved.
I see football players on the field. I'm not saying that they didn't have that a year ago, but to me they look like a much more physical football team than I've seen. And obviously in order to be successful, you have to be able to do that. You know, they've got three guys in the backfield. The Tickner brothers, they stand out to me. So does the Hosfeldt kid, and so does Williamson, because they're not afraid to come up and mix it up, and they're going to come up and hit you in the mouth. And our kids are, I'm anxious to see how our kids are going to react with it, Jim, to be honest with you, because the lack of focus in practice this week, I'm not sure if they feel there's a magical switch there we can flip on, just hasn't been there. So it's a good football team. I think they're much improved from where they were at a year ago. And I also think that they're kind of under the radar, to be honest with you. Joe does a good job down there, and he has multiple schemes that he tries to make sure to get his athletes to be in the best places to be successful. So I think tonight's game is going to be hard-fought both ways.
Cam coach Joe Woolham says the Spartans have a great quarterback, but they can't fall asleep on the rest of their team.
You know, everything kind of starts with Drew Peppers. He's one of the best football players I've seen in Southwest Iowa in a long time, just a great competitor, very strong, very fast kid, hates to lose. But they're just like we were talking about, too, they're very, very talented up front, too, big offensive and defensive line. They're going to be physical. They're very fast. They fly to the ball, so it'd be a huge challenge for us.
We'll have that game for you here tonight. You can hear more from both of those two head coaches during our pregame show tonight. That gets underway at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight from Exira. Don't forget who's going to win at 6 o'clock this evening as well as part of our football coverage. You can listen live to the ball game tonight on AM 1220, FM 101.1 at KJAN.com. And you can also watch the live video stream of the game on our TV page at KJAN.com this evening. Plenty of other 8-man football going on around the region tonight as well. In other 8-man action locally, it'll be Woodbine playing at Sydney. Also, Fremont Mills will host Boyer Valley. East Mills is at home against West Harrison tonight. Adair Casey will host Nishnabotna this evening. East Union is at Essex. Also, Guthrie Center plays at Melcher Dallas tonight. Those are some of the games going on. Lamoni is at Stanton as well in 8-man football this evening. Atlantic is trying to bounce back from a tough 60-14 road loss last week at Clarinda. And Trojans head coach Eric Waldstein says the players want to show the home fans that last week's performance was not what they should expect each week.
You know, a little bit of it is, you know, they're mad. I think the big thing is that, you know, they're not really down on themselves, but they are disappointed in themselves with the, you know, with the effort that they gave, and they know that we've got to play better.
Well, tonight's opponent, Denison, lost 7 fumbles last week in their loss to Harlan, and Waldstein says the Monarchs are also trying to find their way offensively in the early season.
They really don't have a go-to guy, you know, and that was one of the things that we looked at and we talked about on Monday, because they run a 3 or 4 different formations, you know, with what should be different personnel groups. You know, and that's one thing that we talked about was, well, can we personnel these guys? Can we figure out, you know, who their blocking back is and, you know, and who their option guy is? And, you know, and we, you know, after sitting down and breaking down the film, we really couldn't find anything like that. I mean, they've got a lot of guys that, you know, kind of have the same skill set, and they're just, you know, kind of spreading things out.
Atlantic and Denison will kick off at the Trojan Bowl at 7:30 tonight. And you can hear more from Coach Waldstein this afternoon at 4:45 when we air Trojan Preview. In other games around the region tonight in 11-man football, Clarinda will be at home against Creston this evening. Harlan hosts Carroll. Glenwood travels to Thomas Jefferson tonight. Also, Red Oak will host Riverside. Kemper Catholic is at home tonight against Greene County. Nottoway Valley travels to West Central Valley this evening. AHSTW will play at Tri-Center tonight. Audubon hosting IKM Manning. It'll be Missouri Valley at home against Maple Valley. St. Albert will host Trainer tonight. Logan Magnolia visits Underwood this evening. Panorama is at home against Northwest Webster tonight as well. Also in 11-man football, among the games around the area this evening, Bedford will host Southwest Valley. Griswold is on the road at Clarinda Academy. Shenandoah will be at home against Mount Air tonight. Those are some of the matchups going on in Week 2 in high school football locally this evening. Iowa State says right tackle Jacob Gannon has left the team just 2 days before they host number 20 Kansas State. Cyclone spokesman Mike Green tells the Associated Press on Thursday that Gannon quit for personal reasons. Gannon, a 3-time academic All-Big 12 selection, started 8 games last season and was in the lineup for last week's 34-14 season-opening loss to North Dakota State. Highly touted redshirt freshman Jake Campos is expected to start in place of Gannon. Well, the Seattle Seahawks unfurled their first Super Bowl banner just before kickoff and then showed the Green Bay Packers why they are the defending NFL champions. Marshawn Lynch ran for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Russell Wilson added 2 TDs through the air as the Seahawks dismantled the Packers 36-16 in the NFL season opener. Lynch, who ran for 1,257 yards and 12 touchdowns last season, barreled through a trio of Packers for a TD with 3:41 left before halftime to give the Seahawks a 17-10 lead. He added a 3-yard TD run in the first play of the fourth quarter for a 29-10 advantage. Aaron Rodgers threw for 189 yards and a touchdown, but the Packers' up-tempo offense was stymied by Seattle's rough-and-tumble defense. And in baseball, Marco Gonzalez and his fellow St. Louis relievers worked out of several jams in combining for 6 innings of 1-run ball, and the Cardinals held off the slumping Milwaukee Brewers 3-2 last night. That's their 6th straight win. The Cards moved to a season-high 14 games above 500 and extended their lead to 4 games in the National League Central over the Brewers, who lost their 9th straight. Just one other game in the National League. It was Arizona beating San Diego 5-1. In the American League, the Yankees beat Boston 5-4. Detroit in 11 innings, 11-4 over Cleveland. Toronto needed 10 innings to beat Tampa Bay 1-0. Seattle down Texas 10-2. The Angels over Minnesota 5-4. One interleague game saw Baltimore outscore Cincinnati 9-7. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.